From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Activists say Islamic State militants have kidnapped at least 90 Assyrian Christians during raids in northeastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said scores of people were abducted after fighting ended in the Khabur area of Hasakah province on Monday. A meeting of the foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France ended today in disagreement over who is to blame for violations of the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. The top diplomats met in Paris amid uncertainty that the ceasefire agreement will hold. Lisa Bryant has more.
The four-way meeting in Paris produced a joint statement read out by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius.
Nous quatre, nous appelons.
Fabius said the four ministers called for the strict application of all agreements that were reached in previous negotiations in Minsk, starting with a ceasefire and a complete withdrawal of heavy weapons. A declaration released by the French Foreign Ministry also called for reinforcement of a mission by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and a guarantee of full access to all Ukrainian conflict zones so the OSCE monitors can inspect the ceasefire firsthand. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
An independent Russian newspaper has published what it says is a strategy document calling for Russia to annex Crimea and parts of eastern Ukraine. The document was presented, according to the paper, to the Kremlin in early 2014. A suicide bombing has killed at least 10 people in the Nigerian city of Kano. Reports from Kano say the bombing happened late Tuesday at the Kano Line bus station. This is VOA News. Eurozone finance ministers today approved a four-month extension of Greece's $270 billion debt bailout arrangement after Greek authorities promised to carry out more financial reforms. National parliaments in Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc must give their approval. The vote is expected Friday in Germany. Jurgen Dijsselbloem is the head of the Eurogroup.
The Greek government have expressed their strong commitment to a broader and deeper structural reform process aimed at durably improving growth and employment prospects, ensuring stability and resilience of the financial sector, and enhancing social fairness.
With the financial chiefs giving their approval, Greece appears headed toward solving its immediate financial crisis with its current bailout expiring on Saturday. Another political dispute in Washington is threatening to shut down part of the U.S. government, this time over funding President Barack Obama's immigration policies and the Homeland Security Agency. Money for the agency runs out on Friday. The agency could be forced to furlough 30,000 workers and keep 200,000 employees on the job without pay. Republican and Democratic lawmakers say they want to approve $40 billion in new funding for the agency that patrols the country's borders, staffs security checkpoints at airports, and protects Mr. Obama and his family. But Republicans want to block funding for the president's plan to halt the deportation of nearly 5 million illegal immigrants. A task force for football's governing body says the 2022 Cup tournament in Qatar should run from late November to late December. The FIFA committee called that period the most viable in order to not interfere with other global events and to escape the heat of the host country between May and September. The tournament is traditionally held in June and July. A French woman and her Yemeni companion have been kidnapped in Yemen's capital. Unidentified abductors took the pair from a taxi in Sana'a. The French foreign minister says it has, says it has mobilized all of its agencies to locate the two. U.S. President Barack Obama has vetoed the Keystone XL pipeline project. The White House sent notice of the veto to the Senate today. It's the third veto of Mr. Obama's presidency. The head of the United Nations Panel on Climate Change, Rajendra Pauchari, is stepping down following allegations of sexual harassment. Pauchari, an Indian citizen, has chaired the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change since 2002 and was part of the team that accepted its 2007 Nobel Prize. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.